Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 716, tornado warning in effect for eastern Livingston and southern Tangipo Parish till 745. They say that a tornado crossed the I-12 west of Albany, and I was taking notes as quickly as I could here. East of Livingston and Springfield, you should be aware, weather aware of what's going on. And we're expecting that tornado warning in effect until 7:45 there. Again, they do know that one crossed the I-12 west of Albany. That goes until 7:45. We're expecting the worst of it here in the area between 8 and 10 line of thunderstorms. Wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour between 8 and 10 and a possibility of a spin-up tornado. 7:17 now, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Let's talk about the what's going on with this school board settlement and the money and where did it go and what's the situation on that?
Yeah, so remember we were doing the budget in November and December. There had been a lawsuit by the school board against the city for $130 million. As you said last time, and we've said before, it primarily relates to the fact the city was skimming money, taking these fees away for administering the sales and property taxes it was doing off the top of money that was supposed to go to kids. And the lawsuit is for somewhere in the neighborhood of $130, $135 million. And we had negotiated a $90 million settlement in that neighborhood, of which the school board would get $20 million this year. The first installment was supposed to be January 1. The second installment was to be April 1. And then we would pay money over time for programs like incarcerated kids, workforce development, economic development, and then also stop taking the money off the top. And remember that the trial court ruled that there was no settlement, even though there was all this paperwork and everybody in the world knew what was going on, but that the first $10 million was in the budget, so it had to be honored. So what that means to the council, Tommy, is we first think there is a settlement. That's just incorrect. But secondly, that if we just put the money into the budget, then it has to be honored. So the first $10 million is slated to go to the school board. I have now filed an ordinance for the second $10 million to go to the school board. And then Councilmember Morrell has an ordinance to stop the collections. And then we'll file a couple of different ordinances. We'll file one ordinance to allocate the money for those programs I was describing to kids, ranging from economic development to mental health services. And then I'll probably file another one that sets up a fund for those and distributes that money year over year while all of the stuff is working its way through the courts.
So let me go back for a minute. So the voters have already spent this money, or the taxpayers have already spent this money because it was collected, right?
Correct.
So you can gripe about this or the other thing. Either way, you've paid it. So
correct.
The city skims $130 million off. The settlement is for $90 million. Well, that's still $40 million that the kids didn't get. Am I right here or not?
Well, it's potentially up to $40 million that they didn't get. You're right about that. I think, though.
But I guess what I'm trying to get back to, Joe, is understanding the suit and the settlement and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
But the bottom line is the city skimmed $40 million from the school board, and the school board's not going to get it. That's the bottom line, right?
Oh, that is, you are correct. Well, yes, you are correct about that. Now, look, we have legal arguments about all of that stuff, like those that may have prescribed, there may be issues. But I think at the end of the day, I think what the school board is saying, we want to bring finality to this. Mm-hmm. I think the council and some people in the administration say we want to bring finality. And look, when you go to court, nothing is for sure, right? I mean, I've had cases as a lawyer I've won that I probably should have lost. I've had cases I've lost that I probably should have won. So you got to be kind of careful of being getting locked
in. I'm not criticizing the settlement. I'm saying the bottom line is still that's $40 million that the city misappropriated. Would that be accurate because that's not what the money was intended for?
That's right. You're 100% right about that. So anyway, the bottom line is we've reached a settlement. We want to shake hands. And look, Tommy, I think to me there's a couple things that are really important.
Joe, let me interrupt you 1 second. We're a little bit late. You pick it up right there. A couple of things that are important, all right? Tornado warning in effect for Eastern Livingston and Southern Tangipahoa until 7:45. They know that a tornado crossed I-12 west of Albany. It is 7:22. Traffic now.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Joe Geruso. First, a reminder, a tornado warning in effect, Eastern Livingston and Southern Tangipahoa until 7:45. Joe, real quick, you want to make some points, and then we'll get on to the mayor's travel ban and so forth. A couple of things, go ahead.
Yeah, one is this is the largest liability the city has right now, and so to sweep that off the books helps us from an economic perspective. Even if you accept the fact that there is allegedly a problem with our finances, this would make that go away, and it's a huge way of doing that. Number two, we know the school board has a cash flow issue right now, and this helps the kids right now. It's the point you were making earlier, Tommy. And then last, we're setting up programming for certainty for the next 9 to 10 years. And I think so much of funding right now is uncertain. People don't know where dollars are coming from. You set a glide path to make sure that those are set.
So the mayor's headed to Washington, I think, some kind of foolishness. She's apparently checked out, going to do whatever she wants to do. Where does it stand with the travel ban, and what can the council do, really?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, the court ruled against us. And it was a ruling we're trying to work our way through that says something about our zoning law is what impacts the ordinances we can pass with respect to this. So my understanding is, again, Councilmember Morrell is looking at the zoning law and trying to determine what are the things that can and can't be done. I know one of the things he's toying with, Tommy, is the judge said there was no appeals process, so he didn't know whether or not this was fair. Well, guess what? Now you're setting up a regime where you want to travel anywhere. Well, then the answer is a default no, and then we'll appeal everything to be a yes. And look, that's not the place we want to be in. That's kind of foolish and makes people have to do more work than is necessary. But I guess if that's what they want us to do to follow the law, then, or what they say the law is, then we'll do things that we can do to make sure that we're trying to make sure that money's being spent wisely and people are doing what they're supposed to.
Foolish is an understatement when it comes to me, Joe, and I'm just, you know, everybody gets caught up in VAPI and the credit cards or whatever it else was with the mayor. But ultimately, I think she set the city behind. I don't know the damage will be revealed, if the damage will be revealed for years to come, on how far back the administration, and I'm not going to make it personal, but the administration and the mismanagement of finances, the failure to plan, et cetera, has hurt the city. Do you think it's going to be a while until we know the real extent of the damage?
I think it's pretty evident right now. Mm-hmm. I think the question is, whoever becomes the next mayor, how do you step in and probably do two things? One, I think whoever the next mayor really has to cheerlead, because I think there's a malaise right now. And number two, what is your plan to get those things done? How are you going to fix potholes more quickly? How are you going to have more safety for people? How are you going to knock down blighted property? How are you going to get people from A to B? I think that's what has to be part of the next mayor's race. And look, Tommy, I just think there's things that do not take talent. They take time. And that's what needs to be focused on in the future, too.
Yeah, let me just leave it at this. I think what you're saying is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, when people are deciding for whom to vote for mayor, it's not ceremonial. This is not, homespun Nebraska, where it's a town of 30 people and the idea is to hand out keys to the city. The idea is that you have to be an administrator. You have to be willing to get in there and get your hands dirty and do the work of actually running city government. Accurate?
That's it. You got it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time as always. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. More on the tornado warning and the weather situation right now with WWL First News.